Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The promise of tomorrow. Welcome back, champion Sam Crowley. So awesome to have you inside the Every Day is Saturday podcast. We are going to get fired up, focused, laser focused, and inspired today. I want to talk about the promise of tomorrow. Now, it's a little bit counterintuitive because we all know what? What do we know about tomorrow to be a fact? That it's not promised. Tomorrow is never promised to us. Today could be our last day on earth. So what about the promise? What doesn't even make sense? Well, I'm going to assume for a moment that the sun's going to rise tomorrow and you're going to be here. All right, let's just assume that's been happening for a while. Let's just assume it's going to happen again. And I want to speak to the individual who's listening to this podcast who may be going through a tough time right now. You know, and it doesn't mean that tough time doesn't always mean you don't have any money or you don't have any friends or your roof is leaking and you don't have, you know, the funds to pay for it or your car is broken. That's not what it means. This means life. You know, life's happening. You know, you're going through a little bit of a struggle. Maybe that inner voice that we all have inside of us, the enemy sometime is looking to find the crack in that armor. What's the crack in your armor right now? Confidence a little shaky. You know, you're not really feeling up to speed, not feeling 100%. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on a second. This is a motivational show. It is a motivational show. We like to keep it real, R-E-A-L. We keep it real inside Saturday Nation because we know life happens. Let me talk to you about the promise of tomorrow. All right, when you do wake up, it'll be a brand new sunrise, all right? It's going to be a brand new smell in the air, you know, and what I call is the promise. That smell that you're smelling first thing in the morning, that's the promise. That doesn't mean the promise is the day's going to be going to wake up and you're going to have 18 hours of the most amazing awake time ever. It means you're going to have an opportunity to change some of that negative stuff that could have happened the day before, a few days before, maybe a month before. And I'll tell you, as someone who has needed that promise of tomorrow, I thank God every day that tomorrow actually came, that God actually woke me up that next day, and I was able to experience that opportunity. You know, those of you that follow this podcast, you know, 5 years ago, we were in a very dark spot with our family. It was very, very difficult, you know, going down to Children's Hospital every single day, getting that call, that dreaded call that parents get, hey, come on down, or your daughter might not make it through the night and things like that. She made it. We made it. Our family made it. You know what? Because we had a lot of tomorrows that really stacked together. And one got better. And it got infinitely better. It's not like if we were on a scale of 1 to 10 and we were about a 3 as far as energy level was concerned and worry and fear. It's not like we shot from a 3 to a 10. But we had the hope and we had the promise that we could move up that scale to a 4, to a 5, to a 6, 7, 8, 9, and then a 10. You know, 10 being defined as we bring our healthy daughter home. And oh, by the way, that's when the real battle starts. You get all this house full of equipment and all that. Or maybe talking about going through a bankruptcy. Maybe, guys, you know, that time when you were down in the financial valley and you had to pick yourself back up. You didn't automatically go from being bankrupt or only having a couple nickels to rub together to being a millionaire. That doesn't happen. But you had the promise of tomorrow. So what do? You know, when you're having a bad day, what do? Do you just fold up shop and say, I'm going to wait till tomorrow? No, you stay with it. You stick around. If your day's going down, spiraling down around noon or 1 in the afternoon, maybe you pivot and you do something different. You know, in telephone sales, it's funny. When I started in telephone sales, 1988 in West Palm Beach, Florida, I was a stockbroker. And I'm telling you, they got my Series 7 test score wrong. There's no way. I had 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, that I would pass the Series 7 exam at the age of 20 years old and become a stockbroker. But it happened, man. It was crazy So I became a stockbroker, and I was making 300, over 300 outbound calls every single day. It's called the pit. So all the new guys and girls, they put in the pit. And it's something like you really do see on Wall Street or Boiler Room or something like that. You got to think back of the 80s, man. That's when chop shops, as we used to call them in the brokerage firm, that's when they were hot, you know? You put all these kids in the pit, they cold call, dialing and smiling. I used to have a saying, what's on the other end of the phone? I can't tell, but the more I dial, the more I sell. It was so damn corny, but I was 20. I didn't care. You know, as long as I had enough for a couple of Bud Lights, I was fine. Hell, I couldn't even afford Bud Light. You remember Meisterbrau, Milwaukee's best? Yeah, that's what Uncle Sammy was drinking back in the day. But here's the one thing I did have. I had enough tenacity that I wanted to dial the phone and try to get prospects to become clients. But if that phone just felt like it weighed 100 pounds and I just couldn't lift it and it was noon and I was working until 6 o'clock that day, I'd put the phone down. You know, people say, hey, when you're hot, stay on the phone. When you're cold, get off the phone. You know, and so I would get off the phone and I would figure out something else that I could do. Maybe I would follow up and send out newsletters to previous prospects, or maybe I would go see if I could help a senior broker do something, a project they were working on. Anything but get back on that phone. But you know what I did come the next day? It's a brand new day. It's amazing I had this mindset at the age of 20, but you had it. You have the same mindset. You know, when we're kids, we fall down. Do we just stay down? Just lay down. You ever had a toddler? Toddler falls. Do they just stay down? No, they get back up. They fall again. Bang their head on a wall or a swing set or something. Get back up. They try. It's almost like you're saying, whoa, you're telling them not to keep getting. Settle down. Settle down. We're having the opposite conversation with a three-year-old. But then we become 33 years old and we're like, well, I just want to stay down, man. I don't want to get back up. No, you got to get back up because you got the promise of tomorrow. You've got the promise of tomorrow. So why now? Why this pod? Well, yesterday I was having a very tough day. And look, I am not here to complain about life or anything like that. I'm just saying it was a tough day. Our daughter, Susan, hasn't been to school but maybe 2 or 3 days in the last few months because she just can't kick this illness that she has. And just stuff that you guys have every day. He's got the same family issues. You got stuff that's going just, you know, business-wise. I just couldn't get creative, kind of in a funk, you know. I wanted to shoot a bunch of videos, and it just never happened. And before I knew it was 5 o'clock. And I closed my laptop yesterday right around 4:30. And I thought, what else could I do? What else could I do? Well, I hadn't gone for a walk yesterday. I went to the gym, but I hadn't gone for a walk. And there's something about going for a walk. I'm telling you, without, you know, a lot of music blasting in your ears or anything, just going for a walk and just experiencing that time, that solitude. It's only 30 minutes, but it felt like 30 hours. And it just felt like someone took a big old battery, a big pair of jumper cables and hooked them up and recharged me because I didn't think about anything. All I did was walk around and I just thought about how lucky I was to have the next day. And this is what I was saying to myself. I'm not kidding. Like, this isn't my makeup. I live this stuff. It was around 5 o'clock last night. It was starting to get a little bit dark this time of year. And as the sun started to set, I started thinking, man, I got tomorrow. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and things are going to be completely different. I'm going to feel better. I'm going to get a good night's sleep. I went to sleep by 8:30, which, as you know, is right around my regular bedtime. And I got up today and everything changed. You know, positive messages showed up in my inbox. Positive text messages came across my phone from clients, from business partners, talking about the event coming up in Vegas, all of that stuff. It was so much more positive than it was yesterday. And all I had to do was just wait. For the clock just to tick a little bit longer. Just go a few more hours just so the reset button would hit. And then I would have that promise. Not the guarantee. Not a guarantee. It's the promise that if I got up and I had a refreshed mind and a new attitude, just like you. You wake up tomorrow with a new mindset, a new attitude. You will look through a lens of gratitude and not through a lens of victimhood, not through a lens of, oh my God, what's going to happen to me today? You wake up and you expect. And you don't expect perfection. You just expect things to be better than they were the day before. And I'm telling you right now, as sure as you're listening to these words, those are seeds that you will plant in your mind and the harvest will come. Do you believe that? Do you receive that message? Because I believe it for you. So if you're having a bad day today, maybe things ain't exactly how you thought they would be. Maybe your boss yelled at you, or you had an argument with a buddy of yours, or maybe a spouse, or maybe something in the family may not go in exactly the way you thought, or maybe it is a financial situation, whatever that looks like. You can always pivot. You can always do something the rest of today to take your mind off that. Don't worry. It'll all be there waiting for you tomorrow. You don't have to put out every fire today. And wake up, and when you open your eyes, have that expectation, that gratitude, that today is a brand new day. And you've got the promise of what that day brings. Are you with me, champion? I hope so. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.